Are you ready, David? Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Jeff, you got a comment?
Okay, the second item on the agenda tonight is the Monroe Municipal Code sign code amendment. Paul's out of town on a family business and asked me to fill in, so forgive my stumbling. He's really the one that's dialed in real tight. What he did leave me with, though, was I think after the last work session on this, we were really close to being where we needed to be. Paul left us with 15 different items that needed to be checked. And really, if you look at the cover sheet for this, it dialed down to four items that most of the corrections were made. In fact, all the corrections were made, with the exception of the four items on page 3 of your cover sheet. And I would request that we go through, discuss each of these items, get solid direction from the Planning Commission which direction we're going to go, and we'll make the final clear amendments to the code and to the table, and we'll bring you back a perfected version for the final hearing on the 25th. So, should I just proceed by walking through? Is that your preference? Do you want to go into the code and look at all the yellowed out portions and all the changes all the way through? What's your preference?
I would, personally, I'd like to see just go through it and we can discuss each item one.
Okay.
Commissioners?
The four on the cover sheet or the whole?
On the cover sheet.
Okay. Well, let's talk about number one then. Bullet one. Basically, what this comes down to is freestanding signs in the general commercial, service commercial, and limited open space airport. The motion would be to revise the proposed sign area maximum on freestanding multi-tenant signs from 150 to 100 square feet. Existing sign code is 100, and Paul came about this upon his own. I can't give you his rationale for the reduction. I think it was based on some of the discussion from the last workshop where we had that conversation about how big is big when it's 35 feet in the air. So if no action is taken, we'll just leave it at 200 that's in the table right now, but the option would be there to reduce it to 150.
Commissioners?
Our discussions pointed to 150 as being a reasonable compromise, and I certainly support that.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. I think 200 is a little big.
Yeah, I'm for the 150 myself.
Okay. All right. Great. Any objections?
Do we have any objections to 150?
I think the 150 is a big improvement over the 200. I think it's a little bit more consistent, perhaps, than what we have. The new Safeway sign that's going up, Jeff, how big is that? Do you know?
I don't know, but if you want to pause, I can go find out.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, because there's a really tall pole. Yeah. I know
that. Talk about Mr. Saltz.
Okay. Well, we will come back to that when Brad gets back. A second bullet has to do with murals. The motion is prohibit murals in all zones except existing murals that will be grandfathered and allowed to remain indefinitely. Alternative one would be to allow murals as artwork with no sign content. Alternative two is to allow murals per current code, murals with sign area allowed in non-residential zones. Sign area is calculated against site signage maximum. Our recommendation is to go with two. It seems like the easiest way. We have a couple of existing murals that have signage in them right now. In general, we're increasing the overall sign maximum pretty much everywhere. So it's probably going to have very little impact.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Thank you. Have we ever had an issue with a mural under the current code where it's been inappropriate or something that people have complained about, or
I can't remember one, but maybe one of your senior statesmen here can.
Here, because I'm how it is, it seems fine, unless there's been an issue that we need to tighten up the rules on.
Commissioner Demarest?
Jeff, I would agree with alternative two, and I can't think of an issue with it. I'd even be in support of some flexibility in that to allow, you know, if it's a historic sort of content, like the Napa building, then not take away from their signage, but that may be going a little too far.
I think it was only the part that says Napa that counts,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
And it would be 2 square feet of the painted Napa sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I support alternative two.
I agree. I support alternative two also.
Okay. You got to agree.
I agree.
Okay, I think we're all in agreement on that.
Nice. All right.
Bullet three.
Okay.
Like that.
So, sign area maximum of wall signs in, and we're talking about basically Main Street from the Paula's store all the way down to the roundabout. So the mixed-use commercial, mixed-use neighborhood commercial, mixed-use neighborhood commercials down at this end of Main Street. Proposed sign code is 100 square feet for single tenant, 150 for multi-tenant. The motion is to revise the maximum of wall signs in the Monroe, or the mixed-use neighborhood commercial, to 80 square feet single tenant, 120 square feet multi-tenant. So we recommend that that motion be adopted.
Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you. Who would that impact? Would it cause anything to change what they're currently doing?
I don't believe anybody would be impacted right now in the zone. If they were impacted in some strange way, they would be grandfathered in for 10 years.
Okay.
Before they would be non-conforming, and then at the end of that 10-year period, they would have to remove or modify the sign. The general conversation that we heard was that we wanted to treat the Monroe neighborhood commercial or mixed-use neighborhood commercial softer because there is a residential to commercial transition going on, and maybe in the future we'll change that, but for now be a bit softer, less obvious for signage.
Commissioner Demarest.
So are we saying then that the wall signs in the mixed-use commercial zone could be larger? I'm looking at the table and trying to discern that.
The mixed-use commercial will remain as is, the 100 and 150. The mixed-use neighborhood commercial will drop to 80 and 120.
And so that's not currently incorporated into our table?
The 80, 120?
Yes.
None of these changes have been incorporated into the table yet.
Okay.
On these 4 bullets. These will be incorporated based on your decision.
Okay. I certainly like it better than what we had. Part of me still says, gee, 120 square foot in that neighborhood is a pretty big sign. 10 by 12 on the side of the building down here. And if I'm the only one that feels that way, then I'm not going to get too wound up over this at this point. It's better than it was.
A question, Jeff. On that, is that, say, since it's multi-tenant, if you had two tenants, that will be split between the two?
That's correct.
The two tenants. So, the more tenants in there, the less space they have for their sign. So, I kind of like the idea of going with the 120 thing to give tenants at least some sign space.
One other thought is that, unlike some of the zones, we don't have a maximum amount of signage area in the mixed-use commercial, mixed-use neighborhood commercial, at least that I can see. Are we missing something there? Or do we want to say they can do a 120-foot wall sign and a 120-square-foot freestanding sign in the mixed-use center?
Conversation once before, and there was a rationale for that.
For not having a total?
For not having a total, and I wish Tom was here to throw it right out there because it was a one-second answer.
Because the professional office zone, we have a cumulative total of signage. And yet in the mixed use, neighborhood commercial, mixed use commercial, we have no cumulative total. And it seems to me the rationale would follow through and be the same. Not necessarily the number, but the thought behind it.
I can get you that answer for the next meeting if you'd like. If Paul's here, he would have the answer to it.
Commissioner Roblin.
Question, there's the Chevrolet dealership, I noticed, is putting a brand new sign up in the front of the building. I don't know if that, it looks pretty big. I was wondering if this is going to have any conflict with their sign that's almost already up.
I would imagine they're in under the existing code for their current, their new sign, so.
In the wall sign?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jeff, you're going to find out about the cumulative on mixed use?
Right, the question that Dave had was, why don't we have the total maximum sign area?
Okay. For mixed-use commercial and mixed-use neighborhood?
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Jeff.
With that said, is there support for the motion that's presented here? Or?
I believe that's what I heard.
Okay.
Is anybody against that motion? No, we're all for it.
All right, I like
it. With that one caveat about it.
Yeah, without the, yeah, that being said.
Okay, the last one has to do with the Chevy dealership and the Dodge dealership. Very, very good. But the freestanding limited highway sign height, the mixed use commercial and service commercial at 522 and Main intersection. The flagpole at the Dodge dealership is approximately 35 feet tall. The flagpole in the roundabout 70 feet tall, and so the revised the freestanding limited sign height proposed from 45 to 35 feet. Paul and I had a disagreement, but he got the last draft on this. and it has to do with that the road grade is about 15 to 18 feet above. On the Chevy side. I don't know what it is. It might be a little lower over on the Reardon side. I don't know. The problem with on the Reardon side is if you're coming northbound on 522, the trees tend to inhibit being able to see even the flagpole that's there right now. The concern that the Speedway has presented is when 522 southbound is finally open, they'll be further away from and change the sight line. They would like to get it up out of the air. Again, this is the one place where we have a sign height at 45 feet.
I believe that overpass going west is actually higher than the east bottom side. So
the new one is higher.
Yeah.
The Speedway actually gains a great benefit from that.
Yeah.
Raritan is the one that has a tough time on the eastbound lanes.
Yeah.
You can see the flag from the eastbound lanes as you drive through there. But because the eastbound lanes are lower and Raritan's over here, it wouldn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you. I have some thoughts on that 35 feet. I like that change.
So here we are.
Okay. Commissioners?
I like the 45. I think it just makes sure that everybody, you know, at that location has the ability to let the public know they're there. And I mean, 35 might be compromising that. So I'm again that motion.
I'm time for the businessman, and I think the board advantage would give him another 45 is fine with me.
Okay.
I'm fine with it too, but I have a question. If it says 35, are there exceptions? Can people apply for variances or anything?
Is the code?
You can apply for variance. There's four criteria. What it being is there something different about your property that allows other people to have, like, you're going to be the whole would probably be a valid criteria, but that's up to, I do believe that you're an examiner to make that determination.
What are the other three criteria?
You want to talk about that sign while I go look up that?
No. Okay. I'm fine with
that. It's not an administrative decision to grant the variance.
Gotcha.
I think we can be safe in saying that.
I don't have a problem with the 10-foot difference.
So 45 is good with that. I'm good with 45 feet myself. I would like to see people that are on the low side there, which would be Reardon, I believe, have some equal advantages to Speedway. Commissioner Demers.
I can tell you that on the eastbound lanes, you can see the flag as you drive through the new construction area. Staff says the flag is at 35 feet, the top, give or take. I really hate the thought of a 45 foot high, 140 square foot video screen up there for all to be watching. And that's what we could be talking about here. I'm trying to look at the cumulative potential impact of what we do here. And it could become a very prominent sign in that part of town. And not to in any way take away from what the dealership can do in the way of advertising their business. I wonder to what extent we have to compensate for things that we have no control over, such as highway construction. Those properties sold their view rights years ago when they sold the right of way. And when they bought, built there, they bought with that understanding. So I don't think there's an obligation on the city's part to ensure that they have a higher degree of visibility from those eastbound lanes. But again, just potential cumulative impact of what we do. That's what I'm concerned with.
Commissioner Sherwood.
I just want to make sure that this language, that fourth bullet point, is correct, that the proposal is to go down from 45 to 35.
That's what the motion is.
And that was Paul's latest edit.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So what I'm hearing is leave it at 45 and bring that back for final action.
I would leave it. I've seen what those signs look like in Nebraska, and I hate them. I would prefer it to be a little bit lower. And I do see where they want to do their business, but stuff that's flare up in the air, the existing is 45, the existing is 35.
The table has 45 in there right now.
I would say 35.
So here's what I'll do for you, Mr. Chair. I'll bring it back at 45 based on the 4-2 and let you guys vote on it next week.
Okay.
25th, how's that sound?
That sounds good to me.
And have a wrestling match.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it arm wrestling?
No, verbal.
Okay.
Please, God.
Okay, that concludes, I think, the issues that weren't resolved with simple edits and correcting of the issues.
I have a number.
Oh.
For the
safe place.
The pseudo Safeway, it's not really a Safeway sign, it's actually a tenant sign. It's about 106 square feet, including the pointy part. So it's the square part is 8 feet 7 inches high and 10 feet 1 inch wide.
So apparently the designer feels that that's plenty big for what they want to accomplish in that location.
There's only an important.
Where is it?
Safeway, the west right way of Safeway.
And it's how tall, Brad?
Top of the point is 27 feet 8 inches.
Okay. Is that multiple tenant?
Yes, yeah.
Are you wanting to see that?
We can pass it around if anybody wants to look at it.
That's what it's multiple tenant. Let's see.
So procedurally then, for the 25th, how would you like to have this presented? Would you like all the edits cleaned up, all the yellow removed from the ordinance and the code in the table and presented to you guys that way? Would you, because we've done this rolling change.
I would prefer to see the final.
The final clean version.
Clean version, yes. Commissioners, any discussion on that?
Clean.
Clean, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we got them outvoted.
We got them outvoted.
They're too busy looking at safety.
Commissioner Joe, we were discussing how we want the sign documentation presented to us next, at the next meeting, the 25th. And we pretty much said that we would like to see the clean version. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Right. We're all in agreement.
Very good.
Thank you, Jeff.
I do have a couple of other questions.
Okay. Right.
I see that the ID on the dwelling unit under permanent signs of residential zones came out, which I think makes sense, I guess, better than having it be potentially 12 square feet. Better to take it out and not have to say that it can be anything in particular. Brad, is there any concern with not addressing IDs on single family homes? Size-wise?
I mean, that's an aesthetic question, you know, so if it doesn't say anything, can someone put an 4x8 sheet of plywood in front of their house?
I don't know, can
they? Yeah. I haven't read the whole thing, so I don't know if it says, you know, is it a permissive code or a restrictive code? You know, only the stuff that's listed in here can be done. Or if it doesn't say you can't, you can do it. And it seems to be written more as a permissive code, is that you can or restrict, you can do the stuff that's listed here, which would mean that you couldn't do it.
With some parts the other way.
Yeah.
Jeff, any thoughts on that?
No.
Maybe long. Would you anticipate that we'd want to have a home occupation sign that could be 8 feet off the ground on a single family residence? Is that, I mean, originally it said 4 feet off or 5 feet off the ground, and now it says 80.
I think that was anticipated that if it's a wall sign.
A wall sign, yes.
It would be logical to have it higher, but.
And I think 4 feet, I guess, could be reasonable, though it might start to look like a professional office zone before we know it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it might be a little large still.
Just to throw a monkey wrench in things. In the 1830, which is home occupations, it says, no other exterior indication of the business shall be visible beyond the subject property with the exception of a 1 2-foot square non-illuminated sign.
That makes more sense to me than what we've got here now.
I think we've created a conflict between two sections of the code.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Is that the proposed code section?
No, that's the existing home occupation section of the code. It says
which
that.
Which will be gone when this is adopted. So that's the change.
That ordinance isn't changing section 1830 of the code. It's only 1880.
Well, why didn't... Thanks for coming to the last meeting.
You're welcome.
I'd like to suggest that we be consistent here with what our home occupation section of the code talks about.
Well, take a look at that. And that's part of the cleanup that is going to take place over the next period of time, too. So.
Okay.
With respect to my comments on the cumulative and the mixed-use commercial, mixed-use neighborhood commercial, there is no cumulative in the downtown commercial either. And is that an oversight?
It seems like what Tom said is it had to do with the linear frontage was the self-limiting factor for those signs in those different zones, because they're all tied to how much linear frontage you have, and then that goes back to the building and, you know, the size of the sign. So the building itself limits the size of the sign.
Okay.
You can't put a 120 square foot sign on it.
Yeah. And that is the difference, I think.
It seems like that was his rationale.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When you look over on the right-hand column, it talks about 2 square feet for 1 linear feet of building frontage. I'm looking in the downtown commercial area right now.
Okay, so you think that's what
you I believe that's the reason.
But
it becomes self-limiting.
You'll have a definitive
answer. I will, okay. Yes. Or I should say Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Yes.
Paul already has an answer. It's just not here.
The last thing that I had was the question I raised last meeting about that we're not addressing the ratio of sign to structure. And Paul was going to come back with some feedback on that. We've talked about it off and on throughout this process. And we recognize that we can do a 140 square foot sign somewhere, and they could put this big structure around it. It could be all sorts of colors.
And Tom and Paul did have an extensive conversation about that. And here's what it came down to. It's too difficult to define and to regulate. And it's something that we should let the guidelines address. That's why we have them attached. And to work through that with the sign designer and the site, the applicant.
And the guidelines are great, and I like what we've done with that as far as the good, the bad, and the, did we say not so good?
We said ugly.
I like what we've done with that, but they are just guidelines.
But in the end, the code will allow the permit authority to grant or deny the permit. And so, I wasn't part of the conversation, but basically what it came down to is the guidelines address this on a case-by-case issue, and it will be reviewed on a case-by-case issue. Due to the complexity of the code that's going to have to be drafted to discuss that.
All right, thank you.
Commissioners? Commissioner Sherwood?
Yeah, I wanted to recognize Commissioner Demers and thank him for going through this so intensely in a way that my brain did not allow for. And I really appreciate that, because it's important stuff, and I just don't have the capacity to do that. And I just want to say that.
Jeff, I really appreciate it. I know that you have the capacity if you set your mind to it. I have no question about that whatsoever. I'd like to thank staff for their patience with us, and perhaps I should say with me, because I have been the more vocal person on this. I think it's important, and I think we've made a lot of progress in what we've done here. So I think everyone deserves a bit of a thank you on that.
I have one question, Jeff. How many times have you done this on the sign code?
Just the fourth?
I was going to say.
About every 5 years.
Okay. Anything else on sign code? Okay, thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
What did we have next, I think? That's it? Okay, discussion by commissioners and staff. Jeff, you have anything else?
I have nothing else.
Brad?
Thank you, sir.
Commissioner Tuttle.
Do we have an update on the wakeboard part?
It's going through the JARPA process.
I don't know what that means.
It's a joint, Brad knows though.
Joint Aquatic Resource Permit Application.
So
basically, sends it out to Fish and Wildlife, basically the Army Corps of Engineers process to see if they want to say something about it.
What's our timeline?
It could be as quick as next week. It could be as long as 6 months, depending on what the interference for the commentary from other agencies is.
All right. That's all.
Based on Parametric's attitude towards the core, as they feel that the core will be reasonable.
Yeah. And they've also applied for their grading permit, and their building is supposed to be in shortly, they said.
So.
And the hope is to open July 4th.
That's all I heard. Commissioner Rodden?
Does anybody know who won that basketball game?
Zags won.
Nothing.
The Zags won.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Any word on Walmart?
The hearing will take place on April 29th.
Oh, oh, you've got a hearing date.
Yeah, oh, yeah, finally.
Finally. Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Commissioner Dimmer?
Thank you.
Commissioner Sherwood?
No.
Commissioner Dirksen?
No.
Okay. Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion. Second motion.
Motion made by Commissioner Sherwood to adjourn, seconded by Commissioner Demarest. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
What'd you do with the murals?